Korea. So this is from Neutrality Studies, a discussion between Jeffrey Sachs and Rabkin. I'm looking at it, what is it today, 15th or something of March 26, where they are discussing Zionism. And this is very interesting. At this point, I think it was 19 minutes in, 1930 or something, Rabkin, he's explaining how, first of all, they are explaining how Zionism started off as a Christian thing, that it should one day reestablish Jerusalem, you know, in its own country, the New Jerusalem. And that's what the idea they had when they established America. Interesting enough. And this Rabkin is told here by Jeffrey Sachs. I mean, these are all professors, that he's the world's most expert on this Zionist topic. So here at 1930-something, he even says that the Jews were, many of them were against this. Well, Jewish Zionists came later, it seems, because they didn't have this idea that one should take over, you know, create some new country and move there. They said, we are British, we are Americans, we stay here. So then he says that there was even anti-Semitic attitude there against the towards the Jews from the Zionists. So anyway, just remember it. This is interesting because I want to make now on prayer. I kind of decided more or less this morning a series about, well, again, just me talking here at home, but about colonialism. I mean, sitting here looking at the world, how it looks like for me, from my point of view, and then you make up your own mind. But digging around and trying to, since our attention span is so low these days, and people don't like to read books anymore, I have to, you know, someone has to do it, and if you do, then you make the same. Just get out there on YouTube and share in simple words, and so that we, many of us, can access it. And then remember to also include source reference to where you get this from. This is invaluable today, because there's so much speculation and false stuff flying around and AI generated. And so anyway, notes to self here. But yeah, I could just sit down and speak in like this. Maybe even just try to sit down a little bit every day, whenever I feel like. Just make the studio here very easy to get, you know, up running. And this way it doesn't become some big project, but just instead of doing notes here, I just do notes there. Cut it, throw in some video footage. That's a good way, actually. And then just looking at it from where I am, you know, the Dharma point of view, the Sanatana Dharma point of view, the Vaishnava Dharma, and how I see this being spread here by Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, you know, as the cure for our modern ailments on this planet. So, well, part of this is to analyze what went wrong. Because then, and well, only then, can we get balance and harmony and health and peace back to this world. Through that, what we call Dharma, and it has words in other cultures as well. So, well, I found this in the Vedic Vaishnava tradition of India, where I say that if you have something beautiful there, teachings of bhakti and so on. And so I will speak about these things here in this channel, and I want to do it in the way that I also, just for those who this is supposed to be for, I mean, what I'm saying now, as not about some religion here, religion there, group of this, group of that, and then sometimes fighting against each other as well. We are the best and you are the demons. But seeing the universal principles, one could say, I mean, this is what Dharma is. And if you ask someone, you know, who is a little bit more learned in India, into their own cultural tradition, he will say, I'm not a Hindu, I'm a Sanatana Dharmi. Because it's about the eternal constitution, you could say, or real nature of this world. In other words, how things work, how we best work, how nature works, and how we can harmonize with nature, and in this way find ourselves living in a civilization that is healthy. You know, where we don't destroy nature, where we don't fight each other all the time for stupid things, where we don't just go into mad greed. And then destroy our own civilization. I mean, we should also learn, right, we humans. And that's what we find in big, long-lasting cultures on this planet, which have been here, and you can learn from history. The old Indian culture, the old Chinese culture, the old South American culture, the African culture. I mean, there's a lot to learn. And the main thing to learn, I would say, is, well, that sustainability, how to sustain your society, your civilization, for thousands of years without destroying nature. And, you know, it's not even rocket science. It's all there for us. And I think most of us are able to understand it. So, and for instance, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he came over from India in the late 60s and tried to explain this. He said, you know, we got some good advice here that you can use to solve the problems of your society and be happy. I mean, that's all the hippies. They were rebelling against their parents who thought, look what we made, so wonderful society for our kids to grow up in. I mean, he saw this, an empire in decline. And that's what is more and more visible. And of course, compare the late 60s to 2026, 1966, 2026. I mean, it should be clear for all to see that here is an empire in decline. And rather than just pretending it's not, things will just go on forever and ever the way they do now, with the Western dominance and everyone do as we tell you, otherwise we kill you. Rulership. I mean, and this is what we're looking at here. And I know, you know, when you start talking about these things, something, you're talking politics, and oh, he's on the bad side, and kill him. But this is just one guy sitting here at home and walking around looking at the world from where he is and has been through his quite adventurous life, I would dare saying. Just sharing experiences and thoughts and insights and knowledge that he finds from sources that he considers fact-based. And we are mainly here looking at sources from universities, experts in different fields like that, advisors to presidents and prime ministers and people working in intelligence services all over the world who really have knowledge and give it to us without being bought and controlled or forced by others. So this is invaluable today, I would say. And there are books and there are YouTube videos out there now that we will look at a little bit here also, just at least giving you some tips for where you can find these. And then either just look at this and make up your own mind, or, well, in any case, make up your own mind whether you want to and need to read books and look at YouTube videos and whatever to make up your own mind, and do so. I mean, I think we need to educate ourselves a little bit to become a bit aware what's going on and who we are and what the world is really. And what we can do, if nothing else, in just in our own private lives, if there's anything we need to change, anything, there's always something we can improve, and wow, you can do this, and wow, look at that. That's the beautiful adventure of life. So we shouldn't get stuck in some, you know, some cattle in a barn, just doing our daily activities to get food, to get money, to get this, to get that, and then only caring about our daily enjoyments. Of course, if there's nothing else we can do, there's nothing else we can do. But you can go to the library, you can look at videos like this. And at least we're not talking about becoming academics or learned people here, but at least not fall for the propaganda. Because that's what we should expect today. We are like in a kind of a world war today. We just need to accept that. Whether it is fought by, which it is now more and more, we should see that as well, fought by missiles and bombs and assault rifles and tanks. It is maybe even more today fought in the media. So we should only expect that the part of the world that we live in, however much it will call itself and tell you it's the free part of the world where you think freely for yourself, they will and have already carefully designed and filtered the media you're seeing, even the so-called free media. Elegant filtering mechanisms for that today. It's a smart game being played out there. Very, very smart people, and we are, well, some say us as the cattle that you can feed off and you just have to tame and keep within their, you know, within our barn and not the other, so they don't come and steal your cows and bulls. You know, but we should not say that, who are we, who am I, a little insignificant person here, I can't do anything. But the thing is that it is we who do everything, who work out there on the factories and the offices and maintaining our families and living, I would say, for the most part of us ordinary people down on the grassroots level, a decent life. Not fighting and killing each other and trying to steal from each other all the time and quarreling. And sometimes, yes, but when such things happen, crime and all that, is mainly because of social unrest and imbalance and dysfunctional, dystopic stages that appear more and more. So anyway, these topics, seen through the eyes of the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, these beautiful wisdom teachings being passed down to us through thousands of years, and also from China, from, I mean, those are the ones I am most familiar with, so I will use them as references to a large extent. And if you find that interesting, then just click on subscribe. And if you like this, then click on like. That's all you need to do, really, to make each other's videos here, that we can do to make each other's videos here flow up to the surface and get a large audience. And when we do, you know, the good stuff we can put here may inspire, help and heal, and, you know, and inspire each other to help and heal each other. And the ultimate reality we are looking at here is that we should care for each other, love each other, because bhakti, which is the core of this channel, is about that. It means love. Love and devotion. Love to God, and then also to all of God's parts and parcels, all the rays from the sun that is God. In other words, everyone who lives. And I mean, we can talk a lot about it, but there's this expression there in Sanskrit, Surida Sarva Dehinam Sarva Bhutanam, that a real learned, cultured, evolved, advanced person, and strong, an intelligent person, is a friend of every living being. And, you know, is compassionate, Tiksha Karunika, tolerant, Surda Sarvadi, a friend of everyone. Agyata Shatavas, he's known as his enemy or her enemy. And Shanta is peaceful, satisfied with living a peaceful life. And then others can see that and get inspired. And it spreads on the grassroots level, and that person could be you. And your friends say, look, wow, I don't need to just hang out on the pub all night and do different kind of drugs, including alcohol, or living off eating the carcasses and cadavers, flesh from others who have been murdered for my taste and tongue. You know, these kind of, well, on one hand, admissions, honesty, look, this is my life now. And what are the cause and effects in my life? What will my activities that I do every day, give us effects? Helping others, feeding, nourishing, supporting, as friends should do. Or making others suffer or die, starve, not have food for today, for their children. So, I mean, I'm not trying to be depressive here, but this is reality today, and we should, each and every one of us, look at how, again, I have to say it twice, because I think it's really important, I need to look at how my activities cause certain results, and then ask myself, is that what I want to do? Is that the right thing to do? Is that the Dharma way? And if you don't know Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, especially, that's the deeper understanding of Dharma, then do a little homework, ask your AI assistants or search engines or friends or whatever, what is Dharma? And there will be a different idea, different things said from different directions. And then you dig a little, seek the actual facts, for instance, what I would do. Where does that word come from? And look in those scriptures, because the interesting thing is that many are such old scriptures, thousands of years old, they exist online today. So, things are looking good. We have an incredible opportunity here to become aware, to educate ourselves a little bit at least, so we can wisely decide how to live our lives. And wisely because we will find that when we live our lives according to Dharma, you know, more sattvic, balanced, harmonious, then we are healthy and we are happy. And we are peaceful and satisfied. And when you are there, you look at these people who destroy themselves with and darken their minds with drugs and of all kinds and live so violently supporting. And even when you don't speak up against it, violence, some stupid government just declaring war, politicians sitting there not even understanding that war is not something you see in Hollywood movies. It's when your family are bombed and children lie there dead in the rubble after what was your home just a few minutes before. And that's going on. That's what war is about these days. So we should not, by our lifestyle, quietly accept that, but should look at it, think about it, make up our own minds, and then put our energy and time into supporting a life for ourselves and others, building it, again, based on friendship and sharing. And I mean, and there's a whole huge grassroots movements out there already, I'd say, doing just that. And you can share this video and make your own, and there will be more and more and more. If 10 of those who listen to this make their own channel and start digging into it themselves, I mean, we are seeing an enlightenment waking up among humans. And I think this is as needed as ever. Because, you know, I know it sounds a little cliche, but the dark forces are, you know, mobilizing and going a little wild here. And if you're sitting in a country where you suspect that maybe things are not the way they tell us here in the mainstream media, maybe the dark forces are not over there, but, well, maybe even quite close to where I am. So then, you know, we have always our free will, our willpower to decide who we want to believe in, what we want to support and not. And if they, which they do in Ukraine now, so I'm not talking theoretical here, one day come and drag your husband into a van, you know, 5-6 men in military uniform, strong guys, and there's nothing you can do about that, and you know that maybe 90% chance he will be dead in 2 weeks. And when they arrest, sanction, as someone called it, whatever words they have, whatever methods there are, people for sharing the wrong things on social media, people for speaking the wrong things on YouTube, having the wrong opinions, then, you know, it's getting 1984-ish pretty quick now, if we are not even beyond that book fairly far. So anyway, now you have an idea of what this is going to be, this channel from now on. I've got something old here, just popping in whenever I had something to say, but well, I may be here more. In the future now, so yeah, click on subscribe, and if you like it, then click on like. Do so with all YouTube videos you look at, and the people who make those videos, who give them out for free and do the work. It takes time and effort to make videos like this. That's all they need. And that it's a simple way to make us happy. A little click on subscribe and a little click on like if you like it. Otherwise you can click on dislike as well. Just a little response. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.